When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back here on Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Happy to welcome in now Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports college football writer. Ross, I know it was a crazy day yesterday. Hope you are doing well. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Ross, kind of signing day has changed throughout the years. Man, we used to have the Big Bash. I think I've seen you there when it was in Baton Rouge. And, you know, that was in February. And now it being a deal moved to December. Do you think we'll see a time that they will have an early signing period? I'm talking about maybe in the summer. Because I know there was some talk amongst the coaches that they would be open to that. Do you think that may occur sometime in the future?
I do. I do think we'll probably see signing day change to off of this time frame. You know, it used to be the early signing day was mid to late December, and they moved it up now to kind of make it easier for coaches before the portal opens for coaches to set their kind of roster for their high school players before the portal opens next week. And so that was the reason it moved up. But unfortunately, it moved into like the busiest coaching cycle time there is with all these head coaching openings, you know, open and, you know, teams preparing for playoffs and conference championship games. So I think what we will eventually see down the line years from now, probably, but who knows, maybe it could be next year, the year before, the year after. It could be sooner than I think, but things usually move slow in college football. But we may see a signing day in August, Mike, or maybe even in July, before the season. That way you get your roster a little more set. And then all those players have the ability, of course, to get out if the head coach leaves, to get out of their contract. And all these contracts are changing too, right? No more national letter of intent. Now it's kind of revenue sharing agreements that the schools will sign with the athletes along with their tuition type of agreements, the financial aid agreements. But I do think eventually we will see a shift up and a move in signing day. But you're right, signing day does not feel like the old signing day. It hasn't in a while.
Oh, it's going to be a big day. I think that transfer day. Man, we're going to cover that like we do National Signing Day. Right. One day in the future. Mm-hmm. I'm just because now that's going to be a huge day. Look at the North Carolina job opening up. How coveted, in your opinion, is that job? Man, we hear Bill Belichick. Come on. Bill Belichick. he couldn't draft anybody. Now you want him to run a college team and start recruiting 18, 19-year-olds?
Go to living rooms and start recruiting? Right.
Now, again, I think that's all his agent putting that out so some NFL team will bite on that. That's just a kind of pee and shell game with it. But how coveted would you put that North Carolina job?
Well, I think it certainly is the most coveted open right now. And it may be the most coveted job that opens this year. We're supposed to probably have a little slower cycle, especially at the power conference level. There are only four jobs open right now. I think this time last year, there were probably 12 to 15. I don't expect very many this year unless some crazy, you know, domino effect happens, which always is possible if the NFL comes and gets coaches. And there's a guy down there, right? Maybe working in uptown New Orleans that probably is getting some interest from North Carolina. It's no secret. And I think he is definitely, one of the guys in the mix. You know, the Bill Belichick thing, I think if Bill Belichick's agent or him call you, if you're an athletic director, and say, hey, Bill wants to interview for this, you'd talk to Bill, you know, even though if you don't plan on hiring a 72-year-old, you still talk to Bill. And I'm guessing that's kind of what happened in that situation. But I don't know that he's a real, serious candidate for the job. But I think the guy down there in New Orleans working at Tulane probably is.
When you look at how this is breaking down and kind of chaotic on what's happened the last few weeks and how it's rearranged what we're going to see in that 12-team playoff, I think we all know down the line it'll be 16, and I think from 16 it'll probably grow from there. I know in your lifetime most likely it may be even as much as 24. But I do think because people say, oh, all this stuff in college football that's happening today or college athletics, it's ruining the sport. Well, how come they have the highest ratings they've ever had, radio-wise and television-wise? If it's ruining it, explain to me how it's ruining it. Not from the financial standpoint of what, because you're getting money off of advertising, all these networks, and that's why they're bidding for it. The 12-team playoff, that's always going to be the debate because there's a 13 and a 14. If you get to 16, there'll be 17, 18 is going to holler about it too. But I think it makes it so entertaining in the month of December.
It does. November, December, even leading up to the playoff, I think it made November incredibly interesting and suspenseful. And I think we'll see some of that in December, certainly too, with actual playoff games. You're right. We there's a lot going on in college athletics, and a lot of people don't agree with it, especially a lot of the NIL stuff and the money going to players. And I tell those people that the power conferences, specifically two of them, the Big Ten and SEC, make upwards of $1.1 billion a year on their TV contracts, and they pay their coaches, some of them, $10 to $12 million a year. You cannot earn that kind of money and pay that kind of money out to coaches and not give athletes some of that. And I know that athletes are well taken care of at many of these schools, right? With dining and tuition and room and board, they get a ton, right? They get somewhere between the value of what they get, somewhere between $150,000 and $200,000. And now on top of that, some of them are getting, hundreds of thousands of dollars. The whole quarterback's getting million-plus dollars. And that should speak to the market. That's the market, and that's the interest level in college athletics. And the courts have said, you make too much money, you have to split some of that money with the athletes. And that's what we're seeing happening. And although people seem to be raising hell about it, they keep watching, Mike.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, that's the important thing. The other thing, the wild card in this, Ross, that maybe they didn't quite think of, people who have immense amount of money, generational money. Okay, like Larry Ellison with Oracle or Jimmy Haslam, you know, owning the Browns, but, you know, he's a big Tennessee backer. You know, we've seen people in Michigan with Larry Ellison involved. And then you have Phil Knight in Oregon. My thing is, if I had that kind of money, and then we're talking about multi-billion dollars in money, man, you're not telling, well, I don't want nobody to tell me what to do with my money today. So, if I want to give that to a player, that he'll come to the school of my choice, I think some people are haters because it's an 18, 19-year-old getting that money. And they never had that sort of thing happen to them,
right, the opportunity,
or their children. My thing is, why are you hating on somebody making money? And I would never tell anybody what to do with their money. And so why are you upset with a multi-billionaire giving out money? He can do what he wants with his cash. And I think that's the wild card in all of this NIL stuff, because you know what? I don't have to kick into the kitty. Hey, you can work for me, so to speak. You on the payroll for me, and I can pay you individually. So no matter what type of salary cap gets put in, they're going to have a cat to figure out the rules to get around it.
Well, yeah, the real issue isn't, you know, to me, isn't that players are getting paid and getting money now. It's the system in which they are getting money. And part of that is the fault of college athletics and college athletic leaders currently and mainly from the past as well, former leaders who did not probably act. And look, it's easy for me to say all this, hindsight's 2020, but did not act progressively enough. And so they were forced by the courts system and by state lawmakers through state laws to jump into this NIL type world, and open the door for in kind of an unregulated, booster driven system. And that's what we have. And it's partly because they were not progressive enough early on in the days. And now we're starting to get this settlement coming, right? This lawsuit and this house settlement that will bring a bit more regulation in a kind of a salary cap for each school, but probably not enough. It still will not be a structure like the NFL, because you're not collectively bargaining, and the players, at least not yet in college, are not employees, right? So until you have some kind of collective bargaining employment system, which I know a lot of people are pushing back on in the college ranks, but that is the only way to get more of a regulated system where you have actual real binding contracts, you limit transfer movement. Players get paid a certain level, and you can put some type of regulation and structure around it.
Ross, last question to you. I think we are seeing the awakening of the sleeping giant in college football. Right coach, right time, and he's in a state that got players coming out the kazoo. And that's the University of Texas. And, you know, they were sort of, a middle-of-the-road type team. Man, they were happy with 8 wins, maybe an occasional 9. They hadn't really won anything big since Mack Brown was there and Vince Young. And then all of a sudden, Sark comes in because they went through a host of coaches there. And they had a lot of money funneled into that system because of the oil and gas industry funneling into the University of Texas and also the computer world, which is big in Austin. Now, all of a sudden, man, you got it rolling at University of Texas. And I don't know if they'll win it all this year, but you have woken up the bear, so to speak. And now you may be having to tangle with this for a number of years with a lot of money to spend on players. Their facilities are as good as anybody's other than Oregon. And you're on the big stage now in the SEC.
Yeah, they've kind of got it all, right? It's all coming together for them under Sark. He's done a great job there, right? 5 years his first, or five wins his first year, 8 wins. Last year they won 12 games, and now here they sit 11-1 and playing for the SEC championship in their first year in the league. So it's a place that's booming. I spent a lot of time down there over the last year. Went to their big party when they joined the SEC back on July 1, when they officially joined, and went to cover a couple games down there this year and last year. And look, it's a hot city. Austin is as hot as any city in the country. It's just booming, and they have a lot of money down there, Mike, and they have a lot of history, and it's set up to be very much this era's Alabama.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they may be the new Alabama, more so than Georgia. I think it may swing toward University of Texas.
Yep. Ross, definitely would agree.
Appreciate your time always, Ross. You can check out his great work at Yahoo Sports. Appreciate it. Have a good one and enjoy the weekend of conference championship games.
Thank you, Ross.
All right, guys. See y'all.
That's Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports college football writer.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.